sure that at least amongst the adults that are in church this morning that we can point to a few, maybe two or three days in our life where it seems like some event has happened that changes everything for us. One of those days in my life was March 12th, 2012. That day started as a very ordinary day. It was a Friday during Lent. I got up in the morning, I had morning mass. After mass, cup of coffee, went to the office, did some work, had a couple of appointments that afternoon, and was scheduled to have confessions in Stations of the Cross that evening. By about late morning, there was a weather report that had come out that had said that we would have some thunderstorms that afternoon, and potentially they could be relatively severe. I went about my day, and as the afternoon came, the sky began to darken, and there was a storm brewing on the horizon. Then, seemingly without warning, the tornado sirens began to sound, and I went down into the church hall and unlocked the door and turned the lights on. There were a number of people, usually somewhere around 50 or so from the neighborhood, that would come and seek shelter in the basement of the church during storms. The people began to arrive, and what was interesting was, even though the sirens were going off, I was standing out in the parking lot outside of the church, and there was barely even a drop of rain. There was an eerie stillness in the air. I remember getting a phone call from a relative saying, "Are you in the basement? There are tornadoes in the area." I said, "I'm actually standing outside in the church parking lot. It's very calm and peaceful." There were several people who then came out and said, "Should we go home? Is it safe?" And I realized in that moment I had no idea whether it was safe or not. I had no idea of what was going on, even just as few miles away from where I was standing. I told the people they were free to stay or free to go, but I didn't have any information for them. And I realized how woefully unprepared I was for that day. After what appeared to be the end of the storm, I got into my car and I decided to drive to my other parish to see if we would have Stations of the Cross that night. And as I was driving south of town, I noticed a complete and utter destruction of the crossroads of Dabney and the town of Holton. The amount of destruction was something that I was completely unprepared for. We didn't have Stations of the Cross at night. And those of us who lived in the area, our lives were very much changed for the next 6, 12, year and a half, however many months. I realized that I was unprepared that day, and it reawakened something from earlier in my life when I was in Boy Scouts. The motto of Boy Scouts is, be prepared. I had taken that very seriously when I was in Scouts. Sometimes people would wonder, what are you supposed to be prepared for? And in fact, somebody even asked the founder of Scouts, Lord Baden Powell, "What do you mean, be prepared? What should we be prepared for?" His answer was simple and a bit humorous. "Oh, just about any old thing." I was not prepared for bad storms and tornadoes that day. But it reawakened an ideal in my mind that I needed to be prepared better for just about any old thing. The gospel readings this time of year take on a very distinctive character. The gospel readings at the end of ordinary time and the beginning of Advent are apocalyptical in nature. Today's gospel is just one of the many examples that we will hear in the coming weeks. But of that day or hour, no one knows. The church provides these readings year after year for us this time of year to reflect on something incredibly important, something that's fallen out of fashion to speak about. Something that if you do mention it, you're accused of being depressing or giving into despondency. And that is to be prepared, spiritually prepared, for for our death. It used to be that Catholics would pray for a happy death. Now that seems to be an odd way to put it. But what's meant by that, to prepare for a happy death, is to prepare by living in a state of grace, to die in a state of grace, having been devoted to our Lord, knowing that we will face upon our death the final judgment, and our eternal life is at stake. Sadly, we don't talk about this very often these days, but the reading should remind us that we will die and we will be judged, and that judgment will determine our eternal future. To be spiritually prepared means to live our life in a state of grace now. We don't know when we will face final judgment. It could be years from now, or it could be after a tragic accident that we don't expect. We could remain healthy for years to come, or get a terminal diagnosis. We don't know what our future holds, but we are called to be spiritually prepared, to prepare for a good and happy death. On March 12, 2012, there was another man who began his day in a very ordinary way. I don't know the details of his life, but I would imagine that he got up and had coffee and maybe looked at the news or said a few prayers. But then he went to work. He worked in a nursery near Madison. He was known as a hard worker and one of their best employees, never missing a day and always working hard. The other employees counted on him to be able to teach them how to work in the nursery. And the owner knew that he could entrust just about anything to this employee, and it would be taken care of. But he wasn't just known at work, he was also known in the community for being a kind and gentle soul, a person who was attentive to his neighbors. And he got up in the morning and did his morning routine and headed off to work in the nursery. When his day came to an end, after hard work, he went home. I would imagine that after a hard day work in the nursery, he probably took a cold beer out of the refrigerator and sat down in his living room. Did he do that? I don't know. But he was in his house. He was in his house when the tornado, which came out of nowhere, destroyed his home. This man was thrown through the air and died instantly on hitting the ground. When he got up that morning, his day was normal. Most of his day was normal. But there was only one moment of that day that wasn't. And he did not know the day nor the hour. But a day that started as normal ended with him facing his eternal judge. A few days later, a funeral mass was celebrated for him in the parish church, and his body was returned to his family in Mexico. I don't know a lot about that man's life, but I do know that the Lord came for him at an unexpected time, and hopefully he was prepared for it. The Lord will come at an unexpected time for each of us. Our responsibility is to be spiritually prepared that we may have a happy and holy death.